إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، we continue with our morning discussions concerning the effects of creed upon a person's behavior. And today we want to read something extremely beneficial by the Imam Al-Allamah Abdul Rahman Ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, that is found in the end of his fatawa, that is entitled Ar-Raja'u Mamduhun Shar'an wa 'Aqla, that true hope is something that is praiseworthy religiously and logically. Wal-Ya'su Madmumun Shar'an wa 'Aqla, and hopelessness likewise is something that is dispraised and blameworthy religiously and logically. He says, there is no doubt that the lawgiver, لا ريب أن الشارع سبحانه وتعالى مدح الرجاء الذي هو الرجاء وأمر به وبكل وسيلة توصل إليه. There is no doubt that the lawgiver سبحانه وتعالى, he has praised true hope. And that hope which is truly hope, as opposed to what? As opposed to false hope. He has praised that hope which is true hope. And he has ordered us to have it, and to do everything, and to undertake every means that leads a person to having it. وَذَمَّ الْيَأْسِ وَنَهَى عَنْهُ. And he has dispraised and criticized hopelessness, and he has forbidden from it. وَأَخْبَرَ أَنَّهُ مِنْ مُبِقَاتِ الظُّنُوبِ. And he informed us that it is from the most destructive of sins. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, what means, and who despairs of the hope of his Lord, except for people that are disbelievers. And so he informed us that it is from the مُبِقَاتِ الظُّنُوبِ, is from the most destructive of sins. And likewise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was asked about the greatest sins, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned any al-ya'su min ruhillah wal-qunut min rahmatillah, after al-ishraku billah, after making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the most heinous of grievances in the greatest of crimes is a despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to lose hope in the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهو كذلك لما يترتب على الرجاء من المصالح وثمرات النافعة وما ينشع عنه من الأسباب الموصلة للمقاصد الجليلة وَمَا يَتَرَتَّبُ عَلَى الْيَأْسِ مِنْ ضِدِّ ذَلِكَ. He said the affair is like that because of the great advantages and benefits and beneficial fruits that result as a result of true hope, that come as a result of true hope, and that which develops of the opposite of that from having al-ya'as, from having despair. He says, مثال ذلك أن الراجل رحمة الله ومغفرته بحسب قوة رجائه يسعى بكل طريق يوصل إلى الرحمة والمغفرة اللتين تعلق بهما الرجاء. He said, to further clarify exactly why this is, he says, a person who truly hopes in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for his forgiveness, then according to the strength of his hope and he will exert every effort in reaching these two things, the forgiveness of Allah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is meant by true hope. A person who has true hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as opposed to false hope, and he is a person who hopes for the forgiveness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he takes the means to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He continues, he says, بَلْ لَا يَكُنَ الرَّجَاءُ حَقِيقِيًّا حَتَّى يَقُومَ بِالْعَمَالِ الْمُوصِلَةِ إِلَى الرَّحْمَةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ. He says, and much rather it is to the extent that hope is not genuine and true and authentic until a person undertakes those actions that lead him to the rahmah, to the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ. So indeed, those in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 218, he says, indeed, those who believe and make hijrah and fight in jihad or perform jihad, the legislative, true, authentic jihad, fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulaika yarjuna rahmatullah, that these ones hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't say yarjuna rahmatullah, he said ulaika yarjuna rahmatullah. These ones hope for the mercy of Allah. And so the scholars, they say, anifa tufil al-hasar, that the siyaq here, the context here, amounts to al-hasar, al-qasar, to restricting those who truly hope for Allah's mercy to these people. So a person says, okay, well, I'm broke as a joke, I don't have the ability to make hijrah. And diyar al-muslimin tata'ajjaju fitan, and the lands of the Muslims are embroiled in fitna and chaos, and where can I go? Right? And likewise, there are shurut for jihad, so there's nowhere to fight. Right? And the majority of those yuqatilun bismil jihad, and ifahum yuqatilun qital al-fitna. يقاتلون في قتال الفتنة. The majority of those that are fighting in jihad are fighting in قتال الفتنة. So, but I consider myself as a person who what? يرجو رحمة ربي. أرجو رحمة ربي. I hope for the mercy of my Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do the Prophet say about the muhajir al-mujahid? Al-muhajiru المجاهد من جاهد نفسه في ذات الله والمهاجر من يهاجر الذنوب والآثام. And that the mujahid is a person who fights his soul for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the muhajir is the one who immigrates away from sin and disobedience. So these are those who hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَخَصَّ هَؤُلَاءِ بِرَجَاءِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ لِمَا حَصَلَ مِنْهُ مِنَ السَّبَبِ الْأَقْوَى مِنْ الَّذِي تُنَالُ بِهِ الرَّحْمَةُ. He said, so these ones were specifically mentioned as those that hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of what has taken place from them of seeking the straightest path and the straightest means by which rahmah is attained. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, likewise he says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَضَرَّاءِ وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ الْآيَاتِ. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, rush to forgiveness from your Lord and a paradise whose width is like the distance from the heavens to the earth. The distance from the heavens to the earth is a height. This is its width, and we know that the paradise, as Ibn Qayyim, he says in his book, Hadi al-Arwah, that the highness of paradise is greater than its width. Meaning that if its width is like the distance from the heavens to the earth, then what about its highness? How high it goes. So rush to a paradise that is like that. It has been prepared for the muttaqeen, for the people of taqwa. Who are they? They are those who spend in ease and in difficulty. When kathimin al-ghayz wal-afina an-nas. They are those who spend in difficulty and they control and suppress their anger and their rage. And they, it doesn't say they don't become angry, it says they what? They control and suppress their anger and their rage. As Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, مَنَ اسْتُغْضِبَ فَلَمْ يَغْضَبْ فَهُوَ حِمَارٌ. And the person that is antagonized and doesn't become angry is a donkey. And they do what? When they're upset, it doesn't say they don't get upset, they don't get angry, but they do what? الْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. They control their anger. When they get upset, they take a minute to collect themselves, to gather their composure, and so on and so forth. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And they are those who pardon the people. إلى آخر الآية التي فيها ذكر الأسباب الموصلة إلى ذلك والمحققة له فقوة الرجاء تحمل العبد على كل عمل صالح. He said to the end of these verses that mention the means that lead a person to the forgiveness of Allah and to His paradise, and the means that actualize that for the person, make it a reality for the person. He says, so therefore, quwwat al-raja, any strong hope, strong, true, authentic, genuine hope, tahmilu al-abd ala kulli amalin salih. It compels the person to do every righteous deed. It compels the person to have, or to do every righteous deed, to take every means that leads a person to the forgiveness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why al-Hasan al-Basri, he said, al-mu'minu يحسن الظن بالله فيحسن العمل والفاجر يسيء الظن بالله فيسيء في العمل. He said that the believer, he has good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore he does well in his behavior. And the fajr, the wicked person, he thinks poorly about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore he behaves poorly. And if a person truly hopes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy and His forgiveness, then of course it's going to have an effect upon him, and an effect upon his behavior. فَإِذَا عَمَلُهُ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الْمَرْضِي فَإِذَا عَمِلَهُ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الْمَرْضِي قَوِيَ رَجَاؤُهُ فَلَمْ يَزَلْ فِي ازْدِيَادٍ مِنَ الْعَمَالِ. He said, and when the person, perhaps we got some water back there. He says, when the person behaves in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his hope will increase in strength. Then his hope will increase in strength. And the better he does in his religion, the more his hope is going to increase. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ فِي ازْدِيَادٍ مِنَ الْعَمَالِ. So he never ceases to be increasing and improving in his actions and his behavior. وَرَغْبَةٍ فِيمَا يُقَرِّبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَرَضْوَانِهِ وَثَوَابِهِ. And in desiring that which will bring him close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his pleasure and his reward. وَكُلَّمَا ضَعُفَ رَجَاؤُهُ كَسُلَ عَنَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَتَجَرَّعَ عَلَى السَّيِّئَاتِ. And the more he, and the weaker his hope is, the more he will find himself lazy from acts of obedience, and the more he will find that he is audaciously committing acts of disobedience. وَدَعَتْهُ نَفْسُهُ الْأَمَّارَةُ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَى كُلِّ سُوءٍ. And the more he will find, when he has hopelessness or when he has false hope, that his soul that orders him with evil will invite him to every evil. فَانْقَادَ لَهَا لِأَنَّهَا لَيْسَ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ رَجَاءِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ وَمَغْفِرَتِهِ مَا يَكْسِرُ سُورَتَهَا وَيَقْمَعُ شَرَّهَا. And so he'll find that he submits and gives into his nafs, because he doesn't have true mercy, or true hope rather, in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his forgiveness, that will break this desire for evil and will suppress this evil within him. ثُمَّ لَا يَزَالُ الرَّجَاءُ يَضْعُفُ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ أَوْ يَضْعَفُ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ وَالْيَأْسُ يَقْوَى. And then he will find, the more he commits sin and disobedience, that this true hope lessens in his heart. The less he thinks about paradise, the less he thinks about the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the more his hopelessness will increase. And the more his hopelessness will increase. And so his iman decreases. وَتَضْعُفُ دَوَاعِيهِ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. And those things that summon him to goodness, likewise they decrease and they weaken. كَمَا تَقْوَى دَوَاعِيهِ إِلَى الشَّرِ. Just as the things that summon him to evil become stronger, more powerful within him. فَيَقَعُ فِي الْيَأْسِ الْمَحْرِ. So he falls into pure hopelessness thereafter. The more he increases in deviant behavior and sinful behavior, the more he loses hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more his hopelessness increases to the point that he will find himself in a state of pure hopelessness. مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. From the mercy and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا يَزَالُ مُكِبًّا عَلَى الظُّنُوبِ مُصِرًّا عَلَى الْمَعَاسِ. So he will find that he is incessantly, continuously falling into sin and disobedience. لَا يُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ بِتَوْبَةٍ وَلَا يَرْجِعُ إِلَى رَبِّهِ لِإِسْتِيلَاءِ الْيَأْسِ عَلَيْهِ. He said that he doesn't have a conversation with himself to compel himself to repent to his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't have a conversation with himself to compel himself to repent to his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he has been overcome by hopelessness. وَضَعُفَ الرَّجَاءُ وَهَذَا هُوَ الْحَلَاكُ الْمُبِينُ. And his hope has weakened, and this is... JazakAllah khair. It's good for my kidneys. He said, and this is clear destruction. وَمَا أَنَّهُ حَلَاكٌ يُرْجَى إِنْ سَعَى فِي عِلَاجِهِ أَنْ يَزُولَ وَتَعُودَ الصُّحَّةِ. He said, but despite the fact that he is in a destructive situation, it is hoped for him that if he was to work in curing himself, that this hopelessness, this destructive situation, that it would depart from him and that he would be restored to health. وَذَلِكَ بِأَنْ يَتَأَمَّلْ وَيَتَفَكَّرَ فِي الْأَسْبَابِ الَّتِي أَوْصَلَتُ إِلَى هَذِهِ الْحَالِ. And so he does that when he feels this miserable condition within himself. And he goes back to looking at the causes of that. He goes back to looking at the causes of this sadness and this grief and this misery within himself. Why is he not filled with true, genuine, authentic hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَأَنَّهَا أَسْبَابٌ قَابِلَةٌ لِلزَّوَالِ. And that they are causes that can be done away with. That he doesn't have to, and he keep within himself. إِذْ مَرَّنَا نَفْسَهُ عَلَى إِضْعَافِ الْيَأْسِ الَّذِي تَرَامَ بِهِ إِنَ الْحَلَاكِ. So long as he disciplines and trains his soul to weaken this situation of hopelessness or false hope within him that is casting him towards ruin and destruction. وَتَقْوِيَةَ الرَّجَاءِ الْحَامِلْ لَهُ عَلَى التَّوْبَةِ وَالْإِنَابَةِ. And so long as he disciplines his soul to strengthen this hope that is within him, that will compel him to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to return to his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِأَنَّهُ إِذَا عَلِمَ أَنَّهُ غَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى وَلَوْ بَلَغَتِ الْحَالُ مَا بَلَغَتْ طَمِعَ فِي مَغْفِرَةِ رَبِّهِ. He said, because when he knows for certain that Allah is the one who is oft forgiving for his slave who believes man does righteous deeds and then seeks guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how bad his situation is, then he will seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be expectant of it. وَاسْتَعَانَ بِهِ عَلَى التَّوْبَةِ الَّتِي وَاسْتَعَانَ بِهِ عَلَى التَّوْبَةِ الَّتِي هِيَ الْإِقْلَاعُ عَنَ الْمَعَاسِ وَالنَّدَمْ عَلَى مَا مَضَى مِنْهَا. And he will seek Allah's help subhanahu wa ta'ala in repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in at-tawbah, which is his abandoning and ma'asi, his abandoning sin and disobedience. وَالنَّدَمْ عَلَى مَا مَضَى. And he will have remorse over what has passed of his indiscretions and sins. وَتَصْمِيمُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ لَا يَعُودُ. And he will be determined not to go back to that behavior. وَحَصَلَ مِنْ عُلُومَ الْإِيمَانِ وَعَمَالِهِ مَا يُقَوِّي عَزِيمَتَهِ وَيُوقِذُ حِمَّتَهِ. And he will find what he knows an account of his faith, and he will find the actions that come as a result of that, that it will be at a level that will strengthen his azimah. And he will find, because of what he knows of his faith and what is practicing of his faith, that these things, that they strengthen his determination, and they awaken within him the ambition to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خصوصاً الإيمان الخاص في هذا المقام وهو توحيده وعلمه أنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا الله. He said, especially what he believes in particular about this exact situation of falling into sin and disobedience, which is his belief and his singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his certain knowledge that the only one that can forgive sins is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا تَابَ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. And that when the slave sincerely repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ لَهُ وَيَتَقَبَّلُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى يَغْفِرُ لَهُ وَيَتَقَبَّلُ مِنْهُ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him and accept that from him. فَلَا يَزَالُ إِيمَانُهُ يَمُدُّ تَوْبَتَهُ وَتَوْبَتُهُ تَمُدُّ إِيمَانَهُ. So he will find that his iman is constantly supplying his and strengthening his tawbah, the strength and the sincerity of his tawbah. And his tawbah is increasing his iman. So they are working together, his iman and his tawbah. So his iman drives him to tawbah, and his tawbah increases his iman. His iman increases his iman drives him to tawbah. And strengthens his tawbah, and his tawbah strengthens and increases his iman. وَيَعْمَلُ مِنَ الْعَمَالُ الصَّالِحَةِ مَا يَتِمُ بِهِ الْإِيمَانُ وَالْتَوْبَةِ. And he does from the righteous deeds those things that strengthen and complete his iman, and strengthen and complete and prove the genuineness of his repentance. وَيَسْلُكُ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ فِي عِلْمِهِ وَعَمَلِهِ حَتَّى يَضْمَحِلَّ يَأْسُهُ وَيَقْوَى الرَّجَاءُ. And he follows the straight path as regards his knowledge and his action until his yes, until his hopelessness vanishes and disappears, until his hope is restored and strengthened. وَيَسِيرُ إِلَى رَبِّهِ سَيْرًا جَمِيلًا. And he journeys towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a beautiful journeying. فَهَذَا كَلَامٌ عَامٌ فِي أُمُورِ الدِّينِ كُلِّهَا الْعِلْمِيَّةِ وَالْعَمَلِيَّةِ. So this is general speech connected to the affairs of the deen that are connected to knowledge and action. And knowledge and action increases a person's hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِن مُفَرَدَاتِ هَذَا طَالِبُ الْعِلْمِ إِذَا اشْتَغَلَ بِفَنٍ مِنْ فُنُونِ فَبَعْدَ اشْتِغَالِهِ بِهِ رَأَى مِنْ صَعُوبَتِهِ وَبَطْعِ فَحْمِهِ لِمَسَائِلِهِ مَا أَوْجَبَ لَهُ الْيَأْسَ مِنْ تَحْصِيلِهِ. He said, and from the individual things that are connected to hopefulness is that a person who is pursuing knowledge, a person who is a student of knowledge, who is learning his religion, and all of us are students of knowledge in order to be students of knowledge. The student of knowledge, when he busies himself with any subject matter, then after he busies himself with the thing and he sees some sa'uba, He sees some difficulty in what he is trying to learn. And he sees that his understanding may be coming to him slower than he had hoped concerning the issues that he is learning. And this causes him to have an yes. And he starts to despair of acquiring the knowledge that he set out to learn. فَإِنَّهُ يَمْلِكُهُ الْيَأْسِ وَيَدْعُهُ إِلَى تَرْكِهِ. And this hopelessness, it may overtake him and it may cause him to abandon seeking knowledge. وَكُلَّمَا خَطَرَ بِبَالِهِ الْاشْتِغَالُ بِهِ أَوْ ذَكَرَ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ. He said the more he thinks about this affair and the more he busies his mind with these things, فَإِذَا الْيَأْسِ من إدراكه مائل بين عينيه كأنه حجر عظيم في طريقه. He says, and he will see that this hopelessness of attaining what he is trying to learn, that this lack of hope of attaining what he is trying to learn, that it is ماثلٌ ماثلٌ بين عينيه, and it is something that is, it takes form right in front of his eyes, and it is the focus of his eyes, like it is an enormous rock or enormous boulder in the middle of the path that is inscalable. فَإِذَا هُوَ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى هَذِهِ. And so he finds that he clings to this affair of hopelessness. وَاسْتَرْسَلَ مَعَهَا قَتَلَهُ الْيَأْسِ. And when he gets carried away with this, and he will be slaughtered by his hopelessness. وَرَأَ هَذَا الْمَطْلُوبِ مِنَ الْمُسْتَحِيلَاتِ عَلَيْهِ. And he will see that this thing that he is trying to pursue is impossible for him. فإن كان موفقا ينظر إلى حقائق الأشياء على ما هي عليه. However, if he is a person that is truly guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will look at affairs according to and based upon reality. ولم تملك الخيال الضار. And his harmful imagination will not get the best of him. وعلم أن الآدمي قابل لتعلم كل علم. And he will know that the human being is equipped to learn every knowledge that there is. That is the fadl of the human being over the rest of the creation. That they have the ability to learn everything that there is to learn of benefit. مُهَيَّأٌ لِذَلِكَ. And that he has the wherewithal and the equipment and tools within himself to do that. وَأَنَّ مُجَرَّدَ اشْتِغَالِهِ بِالْعُلُومَ النَّافِعَةِ وَلَوْ لَمْ يَحْصُلْ مِنْهَا وَيَسْتَفِدْ شَيْئًا يُذْكَرْ مَصْلَحَةٌ وَعِبَادَةٌ. And that just merely being busied with seeking beneficial knowledge, even if he doesn't acquire what he set out to acquire, and he doesn't وَلَمْ يَسْتَفِدْ شَيْئًا يُذْكَرْ, and he doesn't benefit from anything substantial of knowledge, that just his being busied with that is a maslaha for him, is an extreme benefit for him, and it is ibadah, he is engaged in ibadah. That is why the hadith says, مَنْ يَلْتَمِسُ تَرِيقًا يَطْلُبُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَحَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهِ تَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. That whoever seeks, يَلْتَمِسُ, whoever attempts, الالتماس, and whoever makes an attempt, an effort, to engage in a path by which he acquires knowledge, then Allah will make easy for him a path to paradise. So he does what? He makes an effort. هُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَشْقَى بِهِ بِهِمْ جَلِيسُهُمْ. As the hadith says, that they are people, when the malaika that are سَيَّارَة, that تَجُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that travel throughout the earth, looking for حلق العلم, for the circles, the sittings of knowledge. When they find the people that are sitting remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say what? Indeed amongst them was Fulan. He came, maybe somebody in the sitting owed him money, maybe somebody in the sitting, he came for another reason. He didn't come for, even for pursuing knowledge and seeking knowledge. And they say that amongst them, amongst these people that Allah has decreed and declared His mercy for, there was a person or people who, that they weren't even there to study, to learn. They were sitting there for another reason. And maybe their feet were hurting, their knees were hurting. And the class started and they said, well, you know, I got a few minutes before I got to go back to work and I don't feel like getting up. So they're just sitting there. There are people, لَا يَشْقَى بِهِمْ جَلِيسُهُمْ. The person who is sitting amongst them will never find himself in a miserable condition. And he meaning that he will be from the people of a sa'ada, inshaAllah. He'll be from the people of success, inshaAllah. Why? Just because of his suhba. He has suhbatun صَالِحَةً. It's from the effects of good companionship. He was in good company, sitting in the circle of knowledge. So just his being there, just his presence, right? Even for those brothers that are a little older, or even a little younger, they have a hard time, they have short attention spans, or they get tired, so on and so forth, and they're holding up the wall, right? And they're in deep contemplation. فَالْحُلْمُ السَّابِعُ. Right? Their wudu is in question because they're sleeping very hard. Alhamdulillah, they have suhbatun saliha. They have righteous companionship just for being in the sitting of knowledge. And so a person should never despair. It's because they are not learning everything that there is to be learned. Especially any general classes. General classes are directed at people on many different levels. So there are things that a beginner can understand, things that a person on an intermediate level can understand, and things that a person who is on a higher level can understand. Any a person may hear something of some issue of grammar, you're going through an issue of aqidah, may hear something connected to the Arabic language and grammar and so on and so forth to help him understand what is being said. He doesn't get everything that is being said. His pen stops. He doesn't know what is being said. But it should encourage him to try to increase in his knowledge so that one day he can understand everything that is being said. And it should not discourage him because he doesn't understand everything that is being said from sitting in the circle of knowledge. He says, so just by merely sitting in the circles of knowledge and engaging and seeking beneficial knowledge at any capacity as a maslaha, it is a tremendous benefit and advantage for a person. And it is a ibadah, it is an act of worship in and of itself. لِأَنَّهُ تَصْحَبُهُ نِيَةُ صَالِحًا. Because it is accompanied by what? By a righteous intention. So just by making his intention, he is rewarded. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَشْتَغِلْ بِهِ إِلَّا لِنَفْعِ نَفْسِهِ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَشْتَغِلْ بِهِ إِلَّا لِنَفْعِ نَفْسِهِ أَوْ نَفْعِ غَيْرِهِ فَلَا يَزَالُ سَاعِيًا فِي هَذَا الْأَمْرِ إِذْ لَمْ يَحْسُ لَهُ مُرَادُحُ أَوْ بَعْضُهُ فِي وَقْتٍ حَدَّثَ نَفْسَهُ أَنَّهُ سَيُحَصِّلُهُ فِي وَقْتٍ آخَرٍ إِذَا اسْتَمَرَّ عَلَى السَّاعِي وَالِاجْتِهَادِ. He says, so long as a person has a righteous intention. And what is a righteous intention? He said, the righteous intention, meaning that he did not busy himself with learning this except to benefit himself and to benefit others. Imam Ahmad, he said that there is nothing comparable to knowledge. To knowledge, so long as a person has a correct intention, which is to what? To intend, to lift off, to remove knowledge from, or to remove rather ignorance from himself and from others. So just by having this righteous intention, which is to benefit himself and to benefit others, this is something that's important because many people may engage in seeking beneficial knowledge just out of intellectual curiosity. Some people, they just like to study, they just like to learn, they like to learn new things, but they don't make the intention to benefit themselves and to benefit others and to remove ignorance from themselves and to remove ignorance, harmful ignorance and harmful behavior from themselves and from others. But seeking knowledge at the same time, even if a person doesn't have the right intention, inshallah, seeking knowledge can lead him to having the right intention, so long as intention is not a corrupt intention. Because a person may have really not much intention or no intention. He's not intending to learn this thing and for his own rectification, for the rectification of others. He just likes to learn, for example. Some of the Salaf, they said, يعني بدأنا في هذا الأمر ولم تكن لنا نية فأبى العلم إلا أن يكون لله. that we engaged in this affair of seeking knowledge and we had no real intention, but the knowledge refused to be for anyone except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The knowledge refused to be for anyone except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is for the person who didn't really have much of an intention, as opposed to the person who what? He had a corrupt intention, as the hadith says, that the person who seeks ilm, yubahi bihi al-ulama, to what? To compete with the scholars. Or what? Liyumari bihi sufaha, or to argue and debate with foolish people, so that he can have something to argue with. Or لِتَحْتَزَّ بِهِ الْمَجَالِسِ, or so that he can be the buzz of the town. He can be the person that, and he is looked at in the sittings and has shuhrah, and has popularity, and so on and so forth. فَالنَّارَ النَّارَ, then the hellfire, the hellfire. May Allah protect us. So the affair is jiddan muhim, it's extremely important. A person looks at his intention, and if he doesn't have much of an intention, he makes his intention sincere for Allah, so he's not wasting his time. And if a person finds within himself that he has some evil traits within himself, and a person, he should say, la ubarriyu nafsi, and I don't hold myself to be innocent of these things. So this is a person who is real with himself. The person who is real with himself, he knows that an-nafs ammaratun bis-su, the soul orders him with evil, and the more a person has of ilm and ibadah, the stronger the waswasa of the shaitan will be for them. The more they are engaged in knowledge and learning, and the more they are engaged in ibadah, the stronger the shaitan is going to come at them in order to destroy them, especially if they are qudwa for others, if they are an example and a role model for others and people that are looked at with respect because of their religion and so on and so forth. The shaitan would like nothing greater than to destroy these people and embarrass and humiliate these people and expose sins that they commit so that people are chased away and are pushed away from pursuing beneficial knowledge and ran away from the truth. So a person, they must look at their intention. He says, so long as a person is like that, however, that he has not busied himself with this affair except to benefit himself and to benefit others. فَلَا يَزَالُ سَعِيًا فِي هَذَا الْأَمْرِ إِذْ لَمْ يَحْسُ لَهُ مُرَادُهُ وَبَعْضُهُ فِي وَقْتِ حَدَّثَ نَفْسُهُ أَنُهُ سَيُحَسِّلُهُ فِي وَقْتٍ آخَرٍ. Then he will find himself continuing in, making an effort, pursuing knowledge, even if he didn't get and reach his goal, or reach some of his goal within the time frame that he had hoped for. حَدَّثَ نَفْسَهُ, and then he has a conversation with himself. He thinks and contemplates, and he tells himself that you're going to get it sooner or later. إِذَا اسْتَمَرَّ عَلَى السَّعِي وَالْإِجْتِهَادِ فَيَقْوَى حِينَ إِذِينُ رَجَاءُ. So long as you continue in your pursuit and your struggle, and at that point his hope will become strong, and he will find himself in a situation of nashat, وَيَنْشَتُ فِي الْمَسِيرِ فِي طَرَبِهِ, and he will find himself energetic in pursuing this knowledge. وَيَنْفَضُ عَنْهُ غُبَارُ الْيَأْسِ حَتَّى يَرْتَقِي إِلَى دَرَجَتِهِ اللَّائِقَةِ بِهِ, and the غُبَار of الْيَأْسِ, and the dust of hopelessness will be shaken off of his person, will be shaken off of his body until he elevates, until he raises and he progresses to the level that is befitting for him. وَكَمَا أَنَ الْإِنسَانِ يُطَبِّقُ هَذَا الْمَعْنَى عَلَى نَفْسِهِ فَلْيَسْتَعْمِلُهُ فِي غَيْرِهِ. And just as a person uses this principle concerning himself, then let him use this principle concerning others and not be hopeless concerning others. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said what? مَنْ قَالَ هَلَكَ النَّاسِ فَهُوَ أَهَلَكَهُمْ أو أَهَلَكُهُمْ بِسِيغَةِ التَّفْضِيلِ, يعني أَهَلَكُهُمْ, يعني أَكْثَرُهُمْ هَلَاكًا أَشَدُّهُمْ هَلَاكًا. Whoever says that the people are destroyed, then he has destroyed them, and he is the most destroyed of them. The person who says that the people are destroyed, then he has destroyed them. It's comes in another hadith, da'a an-nas, he said to Abdullah ibn, or he said rather to Amr ibn al-As, radiyallahu anhu, he said, da'a an-nas, fa'innaka nittaba'ta ar-ribata fi'n-nas, afsadtahum aw kidta an tufsidahum. Leave the people alone. Don't look for what is doubtful about the people. And then what wording? فَإِنَّ الْأَمِيرِ إِذَا اتَّبَعَ الرِّيبَةَ فِي النَّاسِ أَفْسَدَهُمْ أَوْ كَادَ أَنْ يُفْسِدَهُمْ. Leave the people alone. Because if you were to search out what is doubtful concerning the situations of people, you would ruin them or nearly ruin them. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And you treat a person in a particular way, marginalize a person, and he deal with him in a particular way. A person who was dealt with like he is a criminal long enough, he will start to behave like a criminal. If you treat your children like they are conniving liars, and everything that they say is doubtful, and you don't trust anything that they say, then they're going to lose hope. They're going to lose hope. If a person deals with his wife in such a fashion, he has al-ghayratul madmuma, he has a dispraised, blameworthy jealousy over his wife. She hasn't done anything to require him, I need to have suspicion and doubt about her. But he treats her as though she is a promiscuous woman or potentially promiscuous and so on and so forth. He deals with her in this fashion until she loses hope, and perhaps he may drive her to that type of behavior. He may push her away into the arms of somebody else, into that type of behavior. And so a person doesn't lose hope for others. And a person doesn't treat others in a way that causes them to lose hope. And a person doesn't lose hope for the guidance of other people also. A person will be amazed, and this is from the ajaib of a da'wah, be amazed of the reception and the acceptance of people for the truth. The people, they said to a Shaykh ibn Baz, rahimullah ta'ala, كأن الله تبارك وتعالى قد وضع لك القبول في الأرض. And it seems, ya Shaykh, as though Allah has placed acceptance for you in the earth. And the people from the east of the earth to the west of the earth, they love you, O Shaykh. What's your secret? What's your secret? He didn't say, you know, it's the curry rice. You know, he was very generous, and he is the kefta, and he is the, you know, the kebab and the rice and the chicken that I prepare for the people, and I invite them to my home in the hundreds, and they just love the good cooking, right? He didn't say, and when the people come, you know, I never, you know, say anything that will upset them. I never say anything that will upset the people. He said, Allahu a'lamu bima taqul, ya bunay. He said, oh my son, Allah knows best about what you're saying. وَلَكِنَّهُ إِنْ يَكُونَ الْأَمْرُ كَذَلِكَ. But if the affair is like that, فَلَا أَعْرِفُ مِنْ نَفْسِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا أَنَّنِي أَصْدَعُ بِالْحَقِّ. He said that if the situation is like that, however, that that is really the case, and the only thing that I can think of that is like that about me, is that I am very blunt with the truth. Very what? Very blunt with the truth. أَصْدَعُ بِالْحَقِّ. He doesn't hold back when it comes to ordering the good, forbidding the evil, so on and so forth. He's not afraid that he's going to make enemies. He's not afraid that by warning against falsehood and the people of falsehood, is going to cause people to like him or love him any less. These sorts of things, they don't come to his mind. They don't come to his mind. Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he was asked something similar. He said, Shaykh, what is it? Because we find from the students of knowledge, I need some people that are lacking in courage. They are lacking in courage. And they are afraid to speak the truth because of the opposition that they may face. And so we see, O Shaykh, that you are extremely courageous, that you are very brave, and that the people in the ends of the earth, that you have people that are your enemies, people that hate you for speaking the truth. And you have faced a lot of opposition and many obstacles in calling to the truth. Right? And we know the war of the people of innovation for Sheikh Rabi'ah, حفظه الله تعالى وأمده الله بصحة وعافية. The Sheikh, he said, لا, لم أشعر بشيء من هذا. He said, I never thought about any of that, how much people like me or dislike me, so on and so forth. He said, but that which compels me to do what I do and should compel a student of knowledge or any people involved in da'wah to call to the truth and not fear, لا يخافون في الله لومة لائم, and not fear the blame of the blamers concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, is a shu'ur bil mas'uliyya, is a sense of responsibility. He sees the people in a hopeless condition, in a sad condition, a miserable condition, so on and so forth, and he wants to bring goodness to the people. He wants to remove this from the people. So he feels that he is responsible. So a person, they should feel like that, that they restore hope to the people. And I remember Abu Waith, rahimullah ta'ala, he said on one occasion, that a person going into a convenience store or walking down the street, and you see people that are sad, miserable people. Many people live in a country that despite having a degree of affluence in this country and having a degree of wealth in this country, that is, and even the poor people in this country are wealthier than the poor people in many other countries, so on and so forth. That the true poverty in this country, without a doubt, is that which is of a mental nature and a psychological nature. See many people, he said, that have psychological illnesses or are very sad and miserable people, so on and so forth. He said that you should feel as a Muslim. You should feel as a Muslim that you need to restore hope back to this person. Now, we know many people that are like that, and that especially many people in the streets and so on and so forth, that this is a chemically induced hopelessness. And the one who is the drinker of intoxicants and the doer, user of intoxicants, and they are like an idol worshiper. And this is their, becomes their deity. Right? They wake up on a mission. They go to sleep at the end of the day with a monkey on the back. And they have that problem upon them, so on and so forth. There are people amongst us that were like that. There are many of us who have parents that were like that. I had one of my parents who was a drug addict. And he, alhamdulillah, would you lose hope for your parent calling them to Islam? Would you lose hope for your parent that they could be guided? Perhaps you could say some words. Wouldn't it be better that a person was a drug addict than a Muslim and believe that la ilaha illallah? By Allah, there are people here in our community that have problems with drugs. And they come and they struggle. And they come and they try to pray in the masajid. And they know and they confide to those that they feel can give them good advice, not as a confession of their sins and so on and so forth, but hoping to hear words of benefit, things that will encourage them to leave off drugs. They keep relapsing, going back to those sorts of things. And there are people amongst us. Isn't it better for a person? They have a chemical dependency and believe that La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they die inshallah upon iman and tawheed, having some type of hope and some reason for hope after their death, than the person who he doesn't have a chemical dependency, a drug problem, anything of the sort, and he may be affluent, maybe a person who is living well, so on and so forth, and he doesn't see any haja for that. I remember as a new Muslim, my next door neighbor, right, who was a drug addict, my friend's mother, who lived two doors down from me, her name was Linda, I used to speak to her, she was an older lady, and I used to speak to her husband, his name, he was my next door neighbor for 10 years, the only name I knew for him was Low Key, that was his name, Low Key. So I'll go speak to Linda and Low Key and some of the people in their house. I was a brand new Muslim and I felt like everybody should know about Islam. And I would tell them about Islam and wallahi they would cry. Almost every time I would go and I would talk to them, they would start crying. They would start, realizing that they need to make a change within themselves. So we shouldn't look at anybody's situation as hopeless. So long as a person has within them life and they have within them some type of sanity, I need the ability to understand certain things, because we know that certain people, when they become addicted to drugs, so on and so forth, they reach a level where they're entirely insane. The pain of that situation may be lifted from them in certain scenarios. However, there are many people. We're not saying that we should focus our da'wah upon these sorts of people. As some of our mashaykh, they said, have ulu al-himma fi da'wah, have high ambitions in da'wah. Give da'wah to, professional people, doctors and people that can, professors and so on and so forth, people that can bring, benefit to the community. However, these people shouldn't be excluded for sure, because the majority of those that followed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were from the followers of the prophets and the messengers. They were from the du'afa al-masakeen. They're from the weak people and the poor people. We just happen to live in a world where the gross domestic product, the highest ranking market on the face of the earth after natural resources and before the weapons industry and the military industry and so on and so forth, is the drug industry, the drug trade. It's very lucrative, it's very profitable. It goes back for hundreds of years. And it's something that brings a lot of wealth to people. And so it's something that is unfortunately any more destructive to the societies of Sheikh Abdulaziz al-Sheikh, Hafizullah Ta'ala, the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia. He said about the drug epidemic that it is more destructive than nuclear weapons. أَضَرُّ مِنَ الْأَسْلِحَةَ النَّوَوِيَّةِ It's more destructive than nuclear weapons. So this is a reality. And we have to wake up to reality. We find some people, and this is khair, this is goodness, some people upon embracing Islam, that they take that tremendous advice, the beneficial advice of changing your surroundings. It's one of the best decisions a person can make. If a person comes from a bad area, this comes in the hadith, إِنَّكَ مِنْ بَلَدٍ سَوْفَ لَا تَرْجِي إِلَى بَلَدِكَ And you come from an evil land, the man killed 100 people. The scholar said, you come from an evil land, never go back to your land. Right? So if a person's neighborhood, his environment is a temptation for him, so on and so forth, for sure he should stay far away from it. So some of us, we get the mentality of leaving our environment, leaving the entire world behind. And you don't want to remember, you don't want to be reminded of the sadness and the pathetic situation that many people are living in, and even when it comes to sometimes, unfortunately, one's own family. Now imagine your mother or your khala, your auntie, who is bimanzilatul who is at the level and has the right of your mother or your father or your uncle, who is what? Sunwu abihi, who is at the level of your father, according to the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person who never did anything wrong to you, a person who did nothing but care about you in their own unique particular ways and so on and so forth, according to the limited upbringing that they had. They wanted the good for you. They were a person that when you were small, they looked out for you, so on and so forth. It's your family, it's your blood, it's your kin, so on and so forth. Imagine a person, if you were to hear that their house was ablaze, that their house was on fire, the concern that you would have, you would get up. If you got the text right now that your aunt's house was on fire, you would stand up and you would go and you would check on them, and you would be concerned about your cousins, you would be concerned about whoever was in the home. But our family members are dying upon kufr. Our family members are dying upon disbelief, and we're doing very little about that. We're doing very little to learn enough about our religion to call them to Islam and to be an example of Islam, to exemplify Islam in our behavior. I need to behave in such a way, to act in such a way that will cause your parent or cause your relative to accept Islam, or cause your neighbor to accept Islam because of what they see of what it has done to your life and how it has brought you happiness and how it's changed you. From being how you used to be to how you are now, from being a destructive individual to a productive member of society, a person who has a happy, stable family, a person who has any things that they would like to have, and qualities that they within themselves perhaps may like to have. So a person doesn't lose hope for others. Just as he uses this principle concerning himself, he uses this principle concerning others foolishly. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. جزاكم الله خيرا.